We are at O'Brien and Levine. That means that we are on the record, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we're featuring all the best litigators of Boston. And that means, too, that I'm Jeffrey Davis, and I cannot do a show on litigation without my good buddy Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing.
Well, I would hope you would invite me, because this is, as you know, this is my Super Bowl and playoffs combined, Jeff. And the next guest continues that pattern of having stars in their field. We have Mike Duffy. Mike is a partner at Roberto Israel and Weiner.
Well, I one of my favorite firms, and you almost called it the wrong firm.
AKA RIW.
Yeah.
There we go. The speed of yes.
I just got an email this morning from Lou.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Lou's a busy guy.
Oh, Lou is constantly in motion.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
We love Lou, Howie, Russ, the whole team. It's a great team.
You've got some great partners and great associates.
So tell us about your practice.
So we have a broad practice at RIW where I fit into our general business law firm is as a dispute resolver, for lack of better words. I come in when things are not getting resolved at a boardroom table, and they may require what I sometimes affectionately refer to as litigation therapy. And a lot of our clients are in kind of the small business, family-owned business space, so that's an area where I have a lot of specialization in handling and helping families resolve those types of disputes.
Tell us some examples how you help resolve, because I like the idea of family therapy, which is so distinctive in that type of space for for family businesses.
Well, I mean, when it comes to a family business, a lot of times it's really a multidisciplinary approach. So we come in with lawyers to help navigate the legal problems. Sometimes it requires business consultants. Sometimes it requires people who have other professional degrees, whether that's going to be in psychology or therapy or, you know, other approaches. So our view on it is to put together the right team to get the family back on track, get the business back on track, because that's really what everyone's in
for. You mean just a team within the law firm, but a totally multidisciplinary team?
I mean, we have a team in the law firm that deals with legal issues, but I also mean we try to bring in other people that will help out with the parts of the project that really don't call for legal advice. They call for something a little bit different.
So you have people on the ground ready to go in and resolve these issues?
Absolutely, yeah.
Can you give us a sense for our listeners what you mean hypothetically?
In terms of the type of case?
Yeah, the type of case and, you know, the kind of teams that you would bring in.
Absolutely. So we've had lots of different types of family disputes come through, and they can be in all kinds of different businesses. One area where I also focus energy is in real estate litigation, dispute resolution, and land use. So we've had a number of businesses come through where it would be family-owned business, might be a partnership even, you know, rare thing is a general partnership nowadays. A couple brothers from Ireland, first generation United States citizens, built up over a course of many, many years of something like a real estate empire, really rental properties. One of the brothers a little older than the other, wants to sell out. The younger one wants to stay in and keep running the business. And that was the impetus of this fracture. Which led to many years of litigation. So it called for us.
Sad.
Yeah, it is sad. It was a little bit sad to see that happen, but we kind of have to accept the facts as they are, you know, and try to resolve the situation before we approach it. So we were able to do that with a lot of legal advice on a litigation side, on a business side, on a real estate side. But we also had to bring in financial professionals to examine the situation, to understand how these two parties were going to be able to split up their business and move forward and preserve value, you know, for the exiting brother and the one that wanted to stay in the business. And this time we didn't really have to get therapists involved or that type of personal family counseling involved. We were able to get through the dispute without that, but
excellent.
I'll tell you, that can be invaluable. Sometimes you can't get to the business issue because the family issue is standing in the way.
It amazes me how, especially if you're looking at multiple generations, like Jeff and I talk, he represents multiple generations, how these issues between, say, two siblings can spill over, and it affects, again, it's a domino effect to all the families, and it's just, it's painful, because if they could just resolve it, it not only, I mean, because once you're in litigation, Jeff and I have personal friends too, or have had big businesses and they've split up and the family members really don't ever talk again. Or they'll, if they talk, it's not like it would have been.
I grew up in family business. My wife's had family businesses. I've had family businesses that were in my family. My book of business now is probably 70% family businesses. There are a lot of issues that come that are really intrinsic to the family.
Absolutely.
Because they have family habits, not business habits.
That's true. It's not just good corporate governance. It's good family governance that gets ultimately a family business down multiple generations.
Right. It's wonderful that you can go in and try to have a resolution and try to, again, have them take a step back and come up with a solution that's not literal litigation all the time.
Well, the truth is, you know, most litigators that are experienced can come with the full armada of litigation weapons, but that's
right.
Not always appropriate to the engagement.
Right.
You know, because there is something, there's another entity there. It's not just the corporation, it's not just the litigants, it's the family as well. So
right.
To be able to recognize those issues really calls on a different skill set, some experience with different types of views.
Excellent. Now, you also talked about your land use practice.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that? And
so land use is something I've always done alongside litigation. Oftentimes blows out into litigation as well. But it's, for me, it's interesting because sometimes it's literally about dirt, you know, and where the path to the beach is going to be in relation to somebody's new plan for a house. I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of cases that involve every type of land use dispute that you can think of. I taught land use at the New England School of Law for a few semesters.
Oh.
Really enjoyed that. That
wow.
was really quite an interesting experience to be able to look at it from that lens as opposed to just a practitioner's standpoint.
Well, you also have a sophisticated background. I mean, you work for a major firm, so you're used to dealing with top development and real estate issues. So it's not just the simple issues. You've done a lot of complex type work, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do all kinds of development. I mean, really, our business is focused more towards businesses and major development projects. That being said, I've also had cases where it was homeowners in, you know, beach communities, for example, where a lot of times issues can arise with respect to access, with respect to boundary disputes. And sometimes those cases, there's enough at stake, whether it's personally or the value of the real estate, that people want to engage really top-notch real estate lawyers to
right.
sort through those issues.
Interesting. How did you get into this field in the first place?
As a lawyer in these specialties.
In the specialties.
So some of that was really kind of by accident. My first law firm that I worked for out of school was Choate Hall & Stewart.
Right.
And there I sort of bridged space in the real estate groups and the litigation groups. So that brought me into commercial litigation of various kinds and also got me some work on real estate litigation. And I really enjoyed it. There was a lawyer there who's sort of famous to the real estate lawyers out here, Eric Wadlinger, who was really just a consummate practitioner, real great guy to learn from. And I hope that I was able to take some of his quality away and now bring that to my practice today.
You know what's interesting, though, with your practice, working, you know, with Roberto Israel and Weiner, RIW has a really pro-business persona, working with, as you say, a lot of family businesses and small businesses. And so you're able to conceptualize the sophisticated type of, whether it's land use cases or complex litigation, apply it to that field. And I think it's just interesting. You're coming from a one of the oldest firms in Boston to a more entrepreneurial firm like RIW. How have you found that changed your practice?
Well, yeah, I think you put your finger on it. It's a much more entrepreneurial firm, and that was really what drove me to make the change. I was looking for the opportunity to get out into the community and meet other business people, to meet potential clients, to be able to bring in business and be engaged in that business side, the marketing side of legal practice, and not just the legal technical aspect of it. So,
well, it helps when the whole firm is focused on being entrepreneurial itself.
Absolutely, it
in
really
terms
does.
Of peer support and how you can, and that helps in terms of creating the right multidisciplinary team.
Definitely,
right.
Definitely,
Mike. If someone wanted to find you at RIW, how would they do that?
Well, they can look us up at RIW.com. You can always call us. The phone number there is 617-742-4200. My email is mjd@riw.com.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
It's a pleasure. Mike. Good to see you guys.
It was Mike Duffy from Roberto Israel and Weiner. My name is Jeffrey Davis from Mage. And to my left is Mark Z from Mark Z Legal Staffing. We're at O'Brien and Levine all week, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.